Despite the often raw intensity of his poetry, Robert Pinsky, a lanky, handsome man in his 70s, has the relaxed air of a jazz musician as he prepares to read from his poem, History of My Heart. It reimagines a moment in the early 20th century. His mother was working as a young sales clerk in a department store when the legendary jazz pianist Fats Waller appeared and began tapping out an improvised tune on a tiny toy piano. Here is an excerpt.
In Toys, where my mother worked over her school vacation, the crowd swelled and stood filling the aisles, whispered at the fringes, listening to the sounds of the large, gorgeously dressed man, his smile bemused and exalted, lips boom-booming a bold bass line, as he improvised on an expensive, tinkly piano the size of a lady's jewel box or a wedding cake.
Pinsky offers the basic underlying message.
Well, it's the idea that the artist takes joy in giving art, and it's Christmas, so it's a celebration, and people are getting one another presents, and I guess it's an image of happiness.
Pinsky himself found happiness playing jazz in a high school band in Long Branch, New Jersey, the working-class seaside town where he was born in 1940. He says it was that experience that helped lead him to poetry.
When I was a teenager, just about the only thing I could do right was play music. In my high school graduating class, I certainly was not voted most literary boy. I was voted most musical boy. And the one thing led to the other.
And Pinsky adds, the joys and challenges of jazz and poetry also mirror each other.
Jazz and poetry both involve a structure that may be familiar and to some extent predictable, and then you try to create as much surprise and spontaneity and feeling and variation while also respecting that structure.
For Pinsky, poetry continues to be a physical experience as well as an emotional one. He rocks and sways while reading The Want Bone, a poem of longing that centers on a bleached shark jaw he found splayed wide open on a beach. Here is an excerpt.
The bone tasted of nothing and smelled of nothing. A scalded, toothless harp, uncrushed, unstrung. The joined arcs made the shape of birth and craving, and the welded open shape kept mouthing, oh. The beach scrubbed and etched and pickled it clean. But, oh, I love you, it sings. My little, my country, my food, my parent, my child. I want you, my own, my flower, my thin, my life, my lightness, my oh.
Pinsky says that poetry, like dance, is an art form where the medium is the human body itself.
And that makes it very intimate. On that human scale, it's my advice for people who have, alas, somehow learned that poetry is difficult, or they think they've learned that they don't have a taste for it. Say it aloud. You feel it quite literally. You feel what it's like to say it with your breath and your tongue and your voice box and all that. And along with that intimacy, there's something social about it. I try to make works of art out of something everybody uses all day long. Dollar bills and quarters and credit cards. We use words all day long. Say, is that your car? I think it's blocking mine. And I love you, but not that way. Or how good is the soup of the day today? We're using words.
Pinsky, who holds a PhD from Stanford University and has taught writing at universities for decades, is also a highly regarded translator of other poets' words. His masterful translation of Dante's Inferno, for example, garnered him several prizes, including, in 1994, the Academy of American Poets Translation Award. But it was Pinsky's tenure as Poet Laureate of the United States from 1997 through 2000 that may have had the greatest impact on his literary career. Pinsky is proud that the Favorite Poem Project, which he launched as laureate, flourishes to this day. It invites everyday people to introduce a poem that is meaningful to them and then recite it on video for others.
People say, oh, you were an ambassador for poetry. No, I was not an ambassador to poetry. I hope I wasn't even an advocate for poetry. I hope I was like that ape that has a good-tasting piece of fruit in its hand, says to another ape, And a lot of the time, I was not doing it at all. I was asking other people to do it and listening to them. If you go to favoritepoem.org and look at Seth Rodney, the Jamaican immigrant who reads the Sylvia Plath poem, if you go to Walt Whitman read by a construction worker, if you go to the U.S. Marine with the Hispanic surname, he reads Yeats's Politics and talks about it.
Politics by William Butler Yeats. How can I, that girl standing there, my attention fix on Roman or Russian or on Spanish politics? Yet here's a traveled man that knows what he talks about, and there's a politician that has both read and thought, and maybe what they say is true of war and war's alarms, but oh, that I were young again and held her in my arms.
In his own work as a poet, Robert Pinsky shows no sign of slowing down. Here is an excerpt from his poem, Samurai Song.
When I had no roof, I made audacity my roof. When I had no supper, my eyes dined. When I had no eyes, I listened. When I had no ears, I thought. When I had no thought, I waited. When I had no father, I made care my father. When I had no mother, I embraced order. When I had no friend, I made quiet my friend. When I had no enemy, I opposed my body. When I had no temple, I made my voice my temple. I have no priest. My tongue is my choir. When I have no means, fortune is my means. When I have nothing, death will be my fortune. Need is my tactic. Detachment is my strategy. When I had no lover, I courted my sleep.
A new collection of Robert Pinsky's selected poems is due to be published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux in April of this year. The former U.S. Poet Laureate spoke with me in New York. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.